There was a very pretty lady once who lived all alone. She didn't have to live alone. She was so pretty that there were many young men anxious to marry her. They hung about in her dooryard and played guitars and sang sweet songs and tried to look in through the windows. They were there from dawn to dusk, always sad, always hopeful. But the very pretty lady didn't want to marry any of them. "It's no use being loved for the way one looks. If I can't find someone who will love me in spite of my face, then I will never marry anyone at all." This was wise, no doubt, but no one is wise all of the time, for the truth is that the very pretty lady rather liked the fact that she was pretty. And sometimes she would stand in front of the mirror and look at herself. At times like that, she would be pleased with herself and would go out to the dooryard and talk to all the young men and let them go with her to market and carry home her bags and packages for her. And for a long time afterward, they would all look a good deal more hopeful than sad. But most of the time, the very pretty lady stayed inside her cottage, feeling lonely regardless of all the young men in the dooryard, longing for someone who would love her as she wanted to be loved. Now, after a while, one way or another, the devil heard about the very pretty lady, and he decided that she was the very thing he needed to brighten up his days in hell. So he packed up a satchel of disguises and went up to have a look at her. Now, he had heard how very pretty she was, but no one had told him that she never let anyone inside the cottage. He went disguised as a beggar, but she wouldn't open the door. So he tried appearing as a preacher and then as a king, but that didn't work either. So at last, he simply disguised himself as one of her suitors and hung about with the others waiting for market day. When the pretty lady came out at last, the devil walked beside her all the way to town, looking at her every moment, and he carried back the heaviest package. By the time she had gone inside her cottage again, his mind was made up. She was indeed exactly what he needed in hell, and he had waited long enough to have her. When night came, and the sad and hopeful young men had all gone home, the devil threw off his disguise and wished himself into the pretty lady's bedroom with a puff of red smoke and a noise like thunder. The pretty lady woke up at once, and when she saw him, she shrieked, "Don't be alarmed. It's only me, the devil. I've come to take you away to hell."
"Never. I shan't go, and there's no way you can make me."
"That's true, there isn't. You have to come of your own free will when you come before your time, but you'll like it there so much. You'll be the prettiest thing in the place."
"Well, I'm that already right here, for all the good it does me. Why should I go away to have the same thing somewhere else?"
"Ah, but in hell, your beauty will last forever and ever, whereas here it can only fade." For the first time, the pretty lady was tempted, and the devil knew it. He fetched a mirror from her bureau and held it up in front of her so she could look at herself. "Wouldn't it be a shame to let such a pretty face go to waste? If you stay here, it can only last 15 or 20 more years. But in hell, there is no time. You will look just as you do now till the stars fall and a new plan is made. And we all know that will never happen." The pretty lady looked at herself in the mirror and felt, as she sometimes did, that it was rather nice to be pretty. But in the nick of time, she remembered what it was she really wanted.
"Tell me, is there any love in hell?"
"Love? What would we want with a thing like that?"
"Well, then, I'll never agree to go. You can beg all you want from now till Sunday, but it won't be any use."
At this, the devil grew very angry, and his eyes glowed like embers. "Is that your final word?"
"That is my final word."
"Very well. I can't take you against your will, that's true. But I can take your beauty. I can, and I will." There was a clap of thunder, and the devil disappeared in a cloud of smoke. He went straight back to hell and took all the pretty lady's beauty with him. And he tacked it up in little fragments around his throne room in hell, where it sparkled and twinkled and brightened up the place very nicely.
But after a couple of years, the devil grew curious about the lady and went up to see how she was getting along. He arrived at her cottage at twilight and went to peer in through the window. And there she was, ugly as a boot, sitting down to supper. But candles lit the table, and she was no longer alone. Sitting with her was a young man just as ugly as she. And in a cradle near her chair lay a very ugly baby. But the strange thing was that there was such love around the table that the devil reeled back as if someone had struck him. Ugh! I'll never understand this if I live to be a trillion. So he went back down to hell in a temper and tore down all the lady's beauty from the walls of his throne room and threw it away. And it floated up out of hell into a dark corner of the sky and made itself more usefully into a brand new star.